Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
I want to especially welcome you all to the first Sunday in the month of March 2024. You are alive. You are kicking. The blessing of God is on your life. And you are unstoppable. Amen and amen. This is our month of mantles and mission. And I believe that God has something in stock for you. Hallelujah. How many of you know that God is not done with you yet? How many of you know God is not done with you yet? Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 19:19-21. We are reading from the New International Version. Today happens to be the birthday of Pastor Charles Addy. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 19:19-21. In the New International Version. The Bible says, "So Elijah went from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat. He was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen, and he himself was driving the 12th pair. Elijah went up to him and threw his mantle or his cloak around him. Elisha then left his oxen and ran after Elijah. 'Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye,' he said, 'and then I will come with you.' 'Go back,' Elijah replied. 'What have I done to you?'" 21. "So Elisha left him and went back. He took his yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. He bent the plowing equipment to cook the meat and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out to follow Elijah and became his servant." Can I give it to us in the New King James Version? In the New King James Version, the Bible says, "So he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he was with the 12. Then Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle on him." So, okay, verse 20. "And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, 'Please, let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you.' And he said to him, 'Go back again, for what have I done to you?'" Another version says, consider what I have done to you." Amen. "And he left the oxen." Okay. "So Elisha turned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slaughtered them and boiled their flesh using the oxen's equipment and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and followed Elijah and became his servant." Mantle and missions. Praise the name of the living God. In this month, you are getting ready to tap into a mystery that will give you a major push in this month so that you will excel in your God-given assignment. I did not hear amen. You may not be called to be on the pulpit to preach the word of God. You may not be gifted like PK Connect that sing very powerful songs. You may not be an usher in the church, but God has planted you somewhere in his life. Somewhere you can serve him and have the capacity needed to be profitable. And in this particular month, God will give you every capacity you need in order to be fulfilled and be profitable in this particular month in the name of Jesus. It is written, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Starting from today, you'll be free from battles. Even battles that limit your abilities. You'll be free from battles that the enemy wants to use to restrict your destiny. When you shout amen, grace will come upon you. When you look carefully at the theme we are looking at, the revelation about mantles and missions that we are about to share in this particular month is a theme that you you realize that it's for pastors and business owners. You know, the things that we are about to share, many pastors want to know the secret. Many business owners want to have this revelation in order to have leverage in the business world. But God is sharing this truth and revelation with you so that you'll be useful vessel in your generation. Is somebody hearing me at all? I will encourage you that in this particular month, you will make notes. Is that okay? You will write scriptures. You will make notes. Because these things will stay with you forever. Hallelujah. Are you still there? Amen and amen. Today, we are introducing to you the importance of mantles. Our Lord Jesus Christ has set 5 offices in the body of Christ. He set the office of an apostle. He set the office of a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, and a teacher, so that their work will be fulfilled to a particular target. The work of the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist is recorded in Ephesians chapter 4, 11 to 12, where their work must have a particular end. And the one reason for God setting these particular offices in the body of Christ is one, so that the saints will be perfected. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and he himself, verse 11, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, verse 12, to perfect the saints or to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. Is somebody with me? When you see the word ministry, is talking about service. If you are not equipped, if you are not perfected, you cannot be able to serve God right. If you are not equipped, you cannot be able to represent God in any area that he has called you. For the edification of the body of Christ, God is building his church. And the word edification is to build on, so that you also become an answer in the kingdom of God on the earth. Come on, shout amen. When you are perfected, it means that you are equipped to have the right focus. You did not get born again. You did not get saved by the blood of Jesus on Calvary just to have a very beautiful car, just to have your dream job. For some of you want to work with an oil and gas company so that you look all corporate. Jesus did not die on the cross, on Golgotha, for you to just marry and give birth to wonderful children. There is a place for that one also. But that is not God's topmost priority for you being saved. Is somebody with me? If you set your affection to the topmost priority of God, for which Jesus came to die on the earth, every other thing that people are dying for, those things will begin to follow you. If you will be able to focus your attention to the reason why Jesus came to save you, which is the topmost priority on God's heart, the things people pray for, the things people hustle for, those things will rather look for you and begin to follow you. And I pray that in this particular month, you will not miss what is important. In the mighty name of Jesus. Is somebody here with me at all? Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Glory be to God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. The Bible says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. In other words, when you miss the kingdom of God, when you miss his righteousness, these things that people chase, the house, the building, the traveling, fulfillment, they cannot follow you. But when you seek first the kingdom of God, you seek his righteousness, you will not pray for a car. You will not pray for a house. You will not pray for rent. But those things will begin to follow you. I pray that in this month you have the right focus. In the mighty name of Jesus. When you find the kingdom of God, it is worth all your time. When you find the kingdom of God, it is worth all your energy. It is worth all your resources. Because once you attain the kingdom, everything is under your command. Once you attain the kingdom, everything will be subject to you. Is somebody hearing me? Everything begin to serve your cause the day you chance on the kingdom of God. The day you attain the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 13, 44 to 46. Praise the name of the Lord. Matthew chapter 10. The Bible says, this Jesus speaking. Jesus says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid it. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. Jesus is speaking, says that before we come to 45, he said the kingdom of God is like a treasure. Whatever thing a treasure means to you, a treasure that is in the field. A man found a treasure in the field. He went his way, went to sell everything in order to buy the field so that the treasure will also be for him. It's like some people want to travel in Ghana because they consider traveling as a treasure. They don't mind selling everything in their room. In fact, they'll sell her, and if it is 2 months for their rent to be over, they'll rent it to somebody, take the money, add it to it, because they see that the traveling is a treasure. It's going to bring much more benefit to them than anything they have in life. Are you following me at all? So Jesus speaking says, the kingdom of God is like that. That a man found a treasure. If you're able to find what we are talking about, it is worth anything, I mean, any price you can pay. Because once you have it, you have everything. Are you there with me? Once you have it, every other thing under the sun will begin to work in your favor. Praise the name of the living God. So the next verse, verse 45. Again, this is Jesus speaking again. Jesus speaking, said, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls. How many of you know pearls? I think all the ladies know pearls, right? All right. Go ahead. Verse 46. Who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. He sold everything that he had just to buy one pearl. What is in that pearl? Why is it so important that you go and sell your car? You have a land around Teshinungwa. You sold the land. You have a bicycle that your father gave to you as an inheritance. You sold it. Your friend does you a wristwatch. What are some of the qualities wristwatches that we have? Rolex. Powerful. You buy, someone will dash you Rolex. And which one again? Come again. Patek. Oh, great. You don't know Patek. You just follow. As I mentioned, the brand, just be nodding like you know it. Which other one? Watch. Swatch. Okay. Which one again? Casio. You know how Kantaka watch? Oh, he has not yet done a watch. Oh, he will do a watch. So very expensive watch. Someone gave it to you. You sell it because you found one pearl. Anyone who does not understand what the pearl is will not understand you. It must be valuable for you to sell everything. The man goes his way, sold all that he had, and bought that one pearl. There are things in the kingdom of God that are hidden but precious. And when such things are revealed, you will be willing to forgo everything. You will be willing to forfeit everything. You will be willing to turn your back on some major things just to have that thing in your life. One of such things that is hidden in the kingdom and is very precious in the body of Christ is called mantle. Short mantle. Come on, short mantle. When Elisha came in contact with the mantle, the Bible revealed in the scripture we read that Elisha did 3 things. The Bible said Elisha is a serious man. He had 12 oxen, 12 yoke oxen of what? Of animals working for him. Today, that yoke of oxen will be like a plow. Hello? That's 12 yoke of oxen. So it means he has 24 cows. And then he put yoke on on every pair. So it is 12. But he has 24 cows. So in today's world, we can say he has 12 plows. He's not a peasant farmer. I don't know if you remember peasant farming. What is peasant farming? Even now, you have to go and copy. Subsistence farming. Peasant farming is the one that you do a little. If I'm telling, I just say, Pastor, it's not true. A small scale farming, you can use hoe and cutlass. You grow some tomatoes and some lettuce and cabbage and like a backyard garden and something very small. But this guy having 12 yoke of oxen is into large scale farming. Large scale farming. He's a serious farmer. And the Bible says he was on his field plowing the ground. And Elijah came and threw a mantle on him. And when Elijah threw the mantle on him, Bible said he left his farm. He was with the 12 pair. Alright, it means that the 11 was ahead of him plowing the ground. And then he was with the 12 pair. When Elijah dropped the mantle on him, he ran after Elijah and said, "Sir, please allow me to go and kiss my mother and my father goodbye. And I'll follow it." And Elijah said, if that's what you want to do, then go back. Don't follow me. What is it about a mantle that when it fell on a young man, and a young man says, "I want to kiss my parent goodbye," it will even disqualify you. The mantle is said that you don't have time for emotional things. It is so precious and important. Once it falls on you, no need to kiss anybody goodbye. You must just follow. What is this thing called mantle that is so important? So it's, the Bible said that Elisha left Elijah, went to his farm, took all the oxen, killed all of them, used the equipment, the yoke that he put on the neck of the animal, used the equipment as fuel, and cook the meat, meaning that he's not coming back to his business. And then he shared the meat to all the people that are around his farm, all the people that help him on his farm. He shared the meat to them, and then he rose up and began following Elijah to become his servant. What is this thing called a mantle? What is in it that will make somebody to close his business? To follow a man that he identifies the mantle on his life. I'm not saying go and close your business. That's not what I'm saying. But it should have been very valuable. It means that for us to be talking about mantle in this month, it means it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you something very precious. Some of you are going to lose some friends because of mantles. Some of you are going to lose some pleasure because of mantle. You need to lose something in order to be attracted to it. You are not clapping your hands. Are you following me so far? Oh my God. Are you still there? Elisha closed down his business of agriculture. He killed, he shut down his own investment, his capital, just to follow a man. Hallelujah. What is it about a mantle that will make a man not have the time to kiss his parents goodbye? Are you there? Are you still there? Mantle, when you look at the Bible, it comes in different definitions. Mantle sometimes is interchanged with the word garment or robe. Is that okay? It comes with in different definitions. So there are variations in definition of a mantle. A mantle will make you very effective in your assignment on the earth. A mantle will make you very effective in your service to God, to humanity. A mantle, ladies and gentlemen, comes with glory. A mantle comes with might. A mantle comes with power. A mantle comes with elegance, splendor, eminence. Though we are all Christians and children of God, for that matter, some people function in higher ranks than some other people. And the reason is because those who function in higher ranks carry a mantle. Praise the name of the living God. I'm not talking about a skill or a mastery about a craft. But when somebody carries a mantle, you will know. There is an extra that is added to his effort. Everybody prays, but a man who carries the mantle of prayer prays differently. you see that the person has this vibration, this intensity that every other Christian does not have, then you know he has a mantle of prayer. Because that mantle will give him a staying power in the place of prayer. When everybody is tired and they want to go home, until the man who has the mantle of prayer will have a sense of victory in his spirit, he cannot stop praying. Is somebody there with me? When we talk about a mantle, what are we talking about? A mantle is a spiritual covering or a spiritual envelope given to a child of God to make him effective in his assignment. And I want you to take note of that. A mantle is a spiritual covering, a spiritual envelope given to a child of God to make him effective in his assignment. We are all made light in the kingdom of God. We all are light in the kingdom, but we are all not shining because those who are not shining have their brightness tempered with. Hallelujah. The Bible says, you are the light of the world. But many people are not even brightening in their families before we even talk about the world. Because their brightness has been tempered with. Though God has made you a light, it is possible that you can be covered with a pot. You can be put under a bed. Jesus said it in Luke chapter 8 verse 16. He said, no one lights a lamp and puts the light under a clay of pot or under the bed. There are some people, their destiny is under the bed of an individual. There are some people, their destiny is under a pot. But whatever place your destiny is kept, as mantles are falling on you, you shall break out by fire. Come on, shout yes. Luke 8:16 in the NIV. Can I give it to us in the NIV? My God. No one lights a lamp and hides it. Do you see that? Some people are hidden in life. They are hidden. But you cannot be hidden after today. Your business will not hide after today. In the name of Jesus, no one lights a lamp and hides it in a jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, he puts it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light. This month, people will see your light. People who matter will see your light. Your light will be visible to others in the mighty name of Jesus. Without a mantle, you are exposed and vulnerable to the scheme of wicked people and even devils. Without a mantle, you are kept under where you are supposed to be in top in life. I prophesy, as new mantles are coming on you, you are coming out from every hiding place. I say you are coming out from every hiding place. Anything that covered you shall give way to your brightness. In the name of Jesus. Every darkness, every curse, every spell shall give way to your mantle. When you shout, in my grace will come upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus, come on, shout yes. God revealed to Elijah that, Elijah, I have 7,000 prophets in Israel that you have no idea about. I believe that day Elijah will be very shocked. That 7,000 prophets in Israel, where are they? Where are 700, not 70, 7,000, and none of them has surfaced on the scene. It's only Elijah whose effect is felt in Israel. Then the Bible again says that even 100 of them are hidden in caves. Prophet, you are in a cave. And the Bible says there's a guy called Obadiah who was giving them bread and water. 1 Kings chapter 18 from verse 3. Can we look into the word of the Lord? Can I tell some? There are many graduates in your father's house, but not many of them emerge into greatness. You think that you are the only graduate? There are many of them, but none of them is shining. But a mantle will come on you, and your destiny will begin to shine. Hallelujah. And Ahab has summoned Obadiah, who was in charge of his palace. Obadiah was a devout believer in the Lord. Verse 4. Verse 4 says, while Jezebel was killing off the lost prophet, Obadiah, had taken 100 prophets. Just imagine your pastor has been taken by Obadiah and is put in a cave. Taking 100 prophets and hidden them in two caves, 50 in each, and has supplied them with food and water. Prophets who are hiding in caves. Prophets whose voices will never be heard. Why? Because of one woman. 7,000 prophets can't lift up their head. Because of what? Because of one woman. Why is Elijah an exception? Because Elijah is mantled. Is somebody hearing me at all? One woman called Jezebel brought about a massacre and said nobody will lift up his head. No prophet in this land will lift up his head. And Elijah said, mine is me. So when God was telling Elijah 7,000, Elijah was shocked. There are many great destinies in your family, but the reason they can't lift up their head is because one individual has sat on their destiny. Is somebody hearing me at all? One person, a child, can hold a family to sway. That this family, nobody will rise. Nobody will become prominent. As for the school there, you can go. But you'll be in queue. You'll be in queue until you die. But today, the Lord said, a mantle will come upon you. And you shall be exempted from that curse. You shall be exempted in your family. Every negative thing happening in your family, minus you and your generation. Because of the mantle of God, minus you and your generation. Minus you and your generation. Shout minus me. In the name of Jesus. Come on, shout yes. Have you ever met very gifted people, talented people, even anointed people, and you wonder why they are at the level that they are at? How many of you have met people like that? You know, people are very anointed. The prophets we are talking about, not that they don't know the counsel of God, not that they don't have secrets, they don't see visions. Because even one of them, even 50 of them, came to Elisha and said, do you know that today God is about to take your master away? Then Elisha said, I know, but keep quiet. Damn that, these guys have the word of God in their mouth, but they are silent. Have you ever met prophets on the street? They can mention your name, tell what is happening to you, and blah, blah. You wonder why they can't rise. Because they are not mantled. Is somebody with me? A mantle is coming on you. You are breaking every form of limitation. Come on, shout yes. Acts chapter 8. Let's go into the word of the Lord. Acts chapter 8 from verse 9 to 12. It can happen that many families can't rise because there is just one individual who have shut the door to financial breakthrough. So that there is nobody, when you want to do anything right now, nobody in your family comes in mind. Because there's nobody to call. Many years ago, my mom, I think I shared this story here many times. My mom called me and said, son, in our family, we live very long. You know, but there is no greatness. And there is no money. I shout, I say, minus me. Minus me. And what she's saying is true. But I refuse it. That in my family there is greatness. Do you know how I know? Because I am great. In my family there are millionaires. How do I know? I am a millionaire. Bless you. You must be mantled to come out from that family. One person can hold family sway. In fact, there are some people, their ministry is not yet realized because of an individual. The Bible said about Isaiah, in the year King Uzziah died, Isaiah said, I saw the Lord lifted up. His prophetic ministry did not start until a king died. Whoever must perish for your destiny to be outdoor, I prophesy from this altar, we let them to rest. I feel like it is word and wonder. I say, we let them to rest. We send the sword into your family, into your father's house, into your mother's house. Anyone who must be cleared for you to see the way, I declare from this altar, we clear them in the name of Jesus. We clear them in the name of Jesus. We clear them in the name of Jesus. Receive fresh mantle. Receive fresh power. Come on, shout, I receive, I receive, Clap your hands and celebrate God. The Bible says, now for some time, a man named Simon had practiced sorcery in the city. Sorcery means witchcraft and magic. Hello? Yes, witchcraft. In the city. Where was it? In the city. They are not always in a village. They are in a city also. And amazed all the people of Samaria. And when you look at the commentary about his sorcery, according to ancient ecclesiastical writings, they said that he has made people to believe that he was the one who gave the law to Moses. When Moses came on the mountain, Simon made everybody in Samaria believe that he was the father, he was the God who gave the law to Moses. Everybody believed it. Nobody has warned you before. They warned me. Then he made them believe that the fire that fell from heaven on the 120 apostles, he was the fire that fell. The guy is no joke. And the Bible said he has swayed everybody's destiny in the city of Samaria. And the Bible said, and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great. Verse 10. Have you ever been in a class where there's a guy who always say that, oh, my father just came back from U.S. My mother just came back from, only for you to realize that everything they said is a lie. How many of you have? You believed it until something happened one day. Until you decided to pay them surprise visit. You went and realized that even your condition is better than their own. God punish the devil. To whom they all gave heed. In other words, when he speaks, it is final. No matter the meeting they have in the city, we need the opinion of Simon. And when Simon speaks, everybody says, okay, we'll heed to that. From the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. He has held the whole city in his palm. There are some families, the whole family is in the hands of one person. Hello? One person. So it means that when you're in the city of Samaria, when Simon is not talking to you, you are dead. He can determine who should marry and who should not marry. It's like young boys who are in a group in an area and they play football. The one who has the football as his own, he's the Simon of the group. When you are playing football and you tackle him anyhow, you carry his ball, say he will not play again. The comments, all of you must follow him. You must beg him. And he will say that the one who tackled him must not join. Is somebody getting a picture? That is how Simon was. Some way, somehow, the whole city was in his hands. But God had to send somebody with a mantle to break the people free. God is going to put a mantle on your life. Every captivity in your father's house, for your sake, that captivity will be broken. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because of you, people will start entering into university. People will start businesses and they shall be established. Because of you, people begin to travel abroad. Or because of you, marriages will begin to be happening. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the mantle to break the sorcery, the mantle to break the witchcraft, may you receive that mantle. May you receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, verse 12. Let me push this thing. Go ahead, verse 12. Are you there? But when they believed Philip and he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. So when Philip entered into that particular jurisdiction, that city, the people were liberated. One man held them bondage, but one man liberated them. It does not matter how long the curse is in your family. God is going to give you a mantle. And that mantle shall set people free. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, shout amen 5 times. Amen. 2. Amen. 3. Amen. 4. Amen. 5. Amen. Clap your hands and celebrate God. Number 2. A mantle is the trapping of a dimension of God in the spirit of a man that is made available to others and left behind as an inheritance. I take it again. A mantle is the trapping of a dimension of God. I will explain. It's a tapping of a dimension of God in the spirit of a man that is made available to others and left behind as an inheritance. There are men who have walked with God in obedience, in discipline, in service, in character, and such men have caught a dimension of God in them so that they have become custodians of a particular ability of God. So that when they manifest, you will think that it is God that is working on earth. Because these people have been able to walk with God until they have attained, they have trapped a certain ability of God in their lives. Is somebody with me at all? Can I continue? When those people manifest, you will think that you are seeing God, you are hearing God. It is because they carry a mantle. And God trusts these people with such ability. And I believe that in this month, God is going to trust you with an ability. By that mantle, by that dimension of God, they are able to trap in their lives. They are identified and recognized in a particular way. The Bible spoke about Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 19. The Bible says Samuel was a man whose word does not fall to the ground. Did you hear that? When he speaks, it must surely come to pass. Why? He carries a mantle. The Bible says, 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 19. The Bible says, so Samuel grew and the Lord was with him and let none of his words fall to the ground. When you meet Samuel, you will be praying that Samuel will say something good about you. Because anything he says, it comes to pass. May God give you that mantle. I said, may God give you that mantle. You better receive it. May God give you that mantle. First of all, you will not speak into your family. You speak about your own self first. That me and my generation, we are shifted from being tenants. We are becoming landlords in the name of Jesus. Say, as for me and my generation, we divide Accra into 8 parts. 1/8 belongs to us. And as you say, it begins to happen. When people who doubt you begin to see the hand of God, and they say, I want to help you. I want to speak into your life. Are you ready? So I need money. I say, no, I have something better than money. When I speak, God honors it. When I say something, God honors it. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. The mantle that causes a man's word not to fall to the ground, may that mantle be given to you this morning. When you shout amen, something is entering your spirit. Something is entering your spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. So the Bible spoke about Elijah. The Bible recognized Elijah as a troublemaker. Elijah was known as a troubler of God's enemies. And he will speak in the place. And when he speaks, he doesn't have to consult God. Elijah can just speak before he go to God. I've said something. God said, okay, anything you say, let it stand. Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1. Can we go there? 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1. Elijah appeared before the president of his day. And he said, sir, because you don't respect God, you don't fear God, I have locked the heavens. It will not rain. There will not be dew unless at my word. Unless at my word. 1 Kings 17. And Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except at my word. When this mantle falls on you, you will stand at the door of your house. Then you speak that from today. Anyone in my father's house, mother's house, that flies at night to visit people and attack them with sickness, from today, I have terminated your assignment. That appointment you have, I cancel it. Nobody will fly again unless at my word. And it shall surely come to pass. Because there is a mantle on your life. May that be your portion. 1 Kings 18 verse 17. When you carry a mantle like Elijah, you are known as a troubler in the kingdom of darkness. Is somebody with me? Oh my God. He said, then it happened when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said to him, is that you, O troubler of Israel? When you carry a mantle, you cannot be friends with witches. When you carry a mantle, you become a thorn in the flesh to people who are wicked. When you carry a mantle, you are like the lion in the jungle. Because you are in that territory, animals must go on fasting. Because any animal that is very arrogant and decide to get out from his hiding place and go and eat will become a meal. When you carry a mantle, you become very, very feared. That we have a history of the late Archbishop Benson Idahosa of blessed memory. It is said that witches were going to have a meeting in Benin City. And then their organizer came on television and told the nation the reasons why they have to have the meeting in Benin City. All witches in the world, once you are a witch, you are a wizard, you must come to Benin City. And they are trying to give reasons why it is very important for that meeting to be held. And then they added, even God cannot stop it. Then the Archbishop Benson Idahosa dressed and went to the TV station. Live TV. And he sat down when he was not invited. He said, you said something that you're going to have. He said, yes, you're going to have meeting. And even God cannot stop it. Then the Archbishop said, you have said it right. Because God is not needed in this matter. I am here. I'll stop it. God, say, God, you don't have to worry yourself. Just stay there. I'll take care of this one. Then he asked the man, are you a witch? He said, before you answer, the Bible says, suffer not a witch to live. Are you a witch? Before the guy will answer, she has started blowing to Koma Dias. Vedumu Gadas. The guy was now family. He said, are you a witch or not? Because once he said he's not, the meeting will not come on. It's like being in Christ. Once you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, the day you renounce him as your Lord and personal Savior, you have entered into something called apostasy. You have denied him. So therefore, you have become Satan's property. You are no longer God's property. So once he denies that he is a witch, he has denied Satan on national television. So it is either he dies or the meeting will not come on. And because he's a wise guy, he said he's not a witch. And the meeting did not come on. Why? One man. God wants to raise just one individual in your family. And that person is you. In this month, something will come upon you. The things we are talking about is more than car. It's more than houses. It is something in the kingdom that when you sell everything to have it, it is worth it. Is somebody hearing me at all? A man of God actually told me a story about a man who has a distant uncle. This distant uncle is into the practice of calling spirits. All right. So this man was in the area where his distant uncle lives. So, and this man is a very prayerful man. So he said, since I'm in the area of my uncle, let me just go to the house to say hello to him. So he went to the house and he asked of his uncle. So, your uncle has visitors, so he's inside. You know what he does. So, okay, tell him I send my regards. So he couldn't see the uncle and then he left. And when he left, after some hours, the uncle came and said, who came to the house? Who came to this house? Oh, uncle, but people come here every now. He said, no, someone came to this house. So what do you mean? He said, when I'm calling my spirits, they are not coming. And I'm doing everything possible for the spirit to come. And one spirit told me that somebody came. And because that person came, they cannot come for the next, couple of weeks. They cannot come. Only for him to check, it was that his nephew, who is in the church of Pen, who always speak in tongues. Because of him, because of the mantle he got, spirits cannot come anymore. May you carry a mantle. May you be a carrier of a mantle. May you be a carrier of a mantle. In the name of Jesus. Shout amen. When you carry a mantle, you are known as a troubler. The witches in your family, they will decide that for the next 50 years, when they have a meeting, they should not mention your name. Because the last time they mentioned your name, it took them 5 years to organize another meeting. Why? You are a troubler. Is somebody with me at all? May that be your portion. May that be your portion. Many years ago, I think I shared this testimony once or twice. Many years ago, when we were still a fellowship on Legon campus, there was this time we were having prayer meeting, and there was this girl who sat on a stairs and she was contemplating suicide. She has bought DDT and she doesn't know what pushed her for her to come and sit on the stairs, and she was thinking about how she'll go and kill herself. No one people want to kill themselves, they isolate themselves, they think very deep, and then she'll go and drink DDT. So when we were praying, she heard my voice and she thought that it was a man of God she knew in town. Then she said, if this man of God is here, then let me go into the service. And then when she came into the service, God opened my eyes and I saw that she was wearing black from hair to toe. Black she was. And the Lord said, that the spirit of suicide. I said, once we close, I want to talk to you. When we close, she came to me and then I spoke to her and I prayed with her. When she went back to the room, she didn't take the DDT. She threw it away. Now, she joined us for prayer meetings. And according to her story, she has finished school like 2 years ago. And she's not able to finish her papers. In fact, in one of our prayer meetings, a spirit manifested in her. And a spirit said, when she started the University of Ghana, Legon, that's when they perforated her certificate. Before she even start orientation. She said, I'm going to Legon. Hey, pastor, I'm going to orientation. When she started, they perforated her certificate. You perforated her certificate before she started school. Before she started writing IA. She has no certificate to finish with. Then, after the prayer meeting, she was lying on her bed in her room on Legon campus. By then, I was staying at Sakumono. Then she said when she was sleeping, she sensed that someone was in her room. She was in her room alone. She opened her eyes and her auntie from Bronga Hafo region, some village B, was standing at the door. And she said, because she has the key. Unless she opened the door, that's when you enter. Say, auntie, what are you doing here? And the auntie said, if it had not been that man that is standing at the foot of your bed, you don't have that mouth to ask me that question. When she turned and looked, I was the one standing there. I was standing at the foot of her bed. Meanwhile, me, I'm sleeping at Sakumono. The auntie said, if it's not that man standing, you don't have that mouth to ask me, what am I doing here? She saw the auntie, and the auntie disappeared. And after that, I think I shared a miracle with you. The lecturer that was in charge of that particular course, she was not passing. Anytime she goes to a department, they'll tell her, the lecturer just left. She'll wait. When she leaves, then the lecturer comes back. And it was the auntie. She was playing Pilolo with her destiny. Pilolo. And Lulu. But after that particular incident, then she was going to the department and she saw the lecturer coming out. Then they met. The lecturer said, I've been hearing that you've been looking for me. She said, I've been looking for you. After the lectures, the last time, I've never seen you again. This is my condition. The lecturer said, you're right. We'll see what will happen. Then the girl got B+. Whether the lecturer gave it to me, I don't know. After that, she met a man who sponsored her master's. As I talk to you, she's teaching in a senior high school. She has bought a taxi working for her. If it had not been for Mantle, she would have been dead. She would have been dead. If you are coming to Jesus, you do it better. We carry mantles to trouble the kingdom of darkness. Because she came in contact with Mantle, the auntie who is very uncouth, village witch, couldn't exert upon her. That means that anytime she sleeps, this woman visits her. At the time, whatever thing she does, nobody knows. But eventually, she will fail her paper. I pray into your destiny, in the mighty name of Jesus, that every witchcraft power, because of the mantle on your life, it is broken forever. It is broken forever. It is broken forever. Come on, shout amen 5 times. 2, 3, 4, 5. Clap your hands and celebrate God. In the life of Joseph, because he carried a mantle, he was called a dreamer. Amen. The father gave him a very nice garment. You know, Jacob is a prophet. You know that this, my son, carries a different mantle. So he gave him a coat of many colors. When the brothers saw him, what did they say? Here comes the dreamer. Every time you sit with your brothers, as for me, I'll marry a black American. And then I will not stay in Ghana. I'll stay. Then in their head, Shano, you are la, 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 la. You are just talking. And you are saying this is every day, and it's becoming real. You've said it, and it's becoming like this thing is becoming flesh. And they have heard it. Let's kill him and see what will become of his dreams. So when they caught him, what was the first thing they did to him? They took off the mantle. Are you there with me? They took off the mantle and threw him into the pit. The guy was not the problem. What he was wearing is the problem. Sometimes people with eyes, when they see you, they see some things on you that you yourself, you don't see on yourself. Myself and also for me, we went for a program somewhere many years ago. And then we were sitting in the overflow. Then an usher saw us. Then the usher went to tell the chief protocol. They saw a man of God at the back. By the time we were there, group of ushers came. So, sir, you can't sit here. So, we are hiding. So, no. Protocol demands that you sit where pastor sit. So, from the protocol, people were watching us. And they put camera on us. Okay. They gave us a chair. And we deposited ourselves. When the man of God was preaching, he pointed at me. He was going to say something, then he couldn't say it anymore. When we closed from the service, he said he saw the garment of a priest on me. So he cannot minister to me because many people there may know me. So he cannot talk. Garment of a priest. What was I even wearing? Is it a kaftan or a kaftan? A kaftan, but he's seen a garment of a priest. You are wearing a mantle. Those of you without mantle, there's a mantle coming upon you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. When Joseph survived the hands of the brothers in Potiphar's house, what happened again? The wife took his clothes, another mantle. This is his shirt. He wants to rape me. The Hebrew foolish boy wants to rape me. What was he interested in? What the mantle the guy was wearing. But they don't know that the guy has an invisible mantle. He's wearing another garment. That one fire cannot burn it. I say fire cannot burn it. May God give you a mantle. I say may God give you a mantle. May God give you a mantle. A mantle that will make you a dreamer. And any dream you have, it shall come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, shout yes. There's a story my father shared with me of a very wealthy man in Ghana. This is the story. There's this woman who got pregnant for a certain rich man. And according to the story, this woman who is pregnant for this rich man, when she got pregnant for the rich man, she called the rich man and said, "Sir, you don't mind me anymore. But the last time, the food we ate, I'm very satisfied. I'm pregnant." The man said, "Hey, sister, remove that pregnancy, you. Because my family will not accept you." Apparently, the man is from a very wealthy family. Such that even for the men to marry, they arrange it. You get my point? They don't allow them to marry kafra, riffraffs. Said, "My family will not accept you. I bought that pregnancy. Even when you give birth, me, I will not mind you. What do you, how much do you want?" "It's not money I want, but I want father for my child." Say, "It's never possible." So when the woman realized that shame will come, she gave the pregnancy to someone else. Someone's son. But she told her mother the secret. Is somebody with me? Just the way, I'm just revealing to you the power of mantle. It will not happen that you give pregnancy to another person. That one, it will not happen. When the woman realized that shame will come, she went to give the pregnancy to another man. But she told the mother the secret. Hey, women can keep secrets. So, when she gave birth to a boy, in the process of time, she died. Is that okay? Uh-huh. And her mother doesn't know the rich man she gave birth with. Because they are in a village. The TV crowd, they don't even have, they don't know what is happening. So when this boy was growing up with a grandmother, the guy was suffering. He was a fisherman. He was suffering. Then one day, the grandmother called. And the man who is the supposed father, who doesn't even know that the child is not his own, he too, he died in the process of time. So the guy grew up. Then the grandmother called him one day and said, my grandchild, I want to tell you a secret. Your mother took seed of you with a certain wealthy man. And according to what your mother told me, it means there is wealth in that family. You will make it. Because the family you are coming from is a family of wealth. Don't think about what you are going through now. Because of what your mother has said, you will surely make it. The guy was struggling. And he's that guy I gave a testimony about that. He was in a mechanic shop and Alaji brought a car. And the mechanic tried to repair the car. He was not able to repair it. And this man said, Alaji, I can fix it for you. Because he's been fixing outboard motors on boats and he takes it into fishing. And he said, have you done it before? He said, no, but Alaji, let me try. When he tried, the God of all wonders made the car to work. Then Alaji said, you, I'll change your life. Alaji, there's only one thing you do for them. Say, wallahi, I'll change your life. Alaji took hold of his hand, brought him to Accra and introduced him to people who sell pre-mixed fuel. That's how he started. As I talk to you, he has filling stations scattered. Some time ago, one of his filling stations happened to be the biggest in West Africa. There is no year he does not drive the previous year registered car. Let's say last year is 2023. He will not drive it. He must buy new cars. 4x4s. Land Cruiser. Which one? The smallest car he has at his car park is V6. V6. And he has a siren on it. He does not stay in traffic. What is happening? Mantle is talking, you know. Mantle. Give the Lord a cup of it. Mantle. Mantle is talking. Amen. When Mantle is talking, you have to take your pen and start writing. Whether the English is right or if he says he's angry right now, give the Lord a hand clap. Praise the name of the living God. Mantles are real. And this morning, may a mantle come upon your life. I prophesy, may the mantle of wealth rest upon you in the name of Jesus. Don't we shout, tell them, it is coming upon you. You are changing the history of your family. You have come to have an encounter. Receive the mantle. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a clap of rain. How did we get this land we are on? The man who sold this land to us, I told you he's an imam. And when he saw us, he said he saw favor. Though our money was not up to, he said, I've opened my heart to help you. So that favor will come to me. This is an imam. But when he saw a mantle, he recognized it. May you catch a mantle. May a mantle come upon you. In the name of Jesus. Whilst people are struggling with strength. We only carry the mantle. He only saw one favor. May God give you a mantle. May that be your story in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The third point about mantle. A mantle, it's a spiritual garment for spiritual rank and preservation of a people. A mantle is a spiritual garment for spiritual rank and preservation of a people. The protocol of the spirit demands that you respect ranks and order. Before a door can open for you in life, a man of a spiritual rank must open that door for you and keep you in that door. Genesis chapter 45 verse 7. This is Joseph speaking to the brothers. Genesis 45 verse 7. Joseph said, and God sent me before you to preserve a posterity or a remnant or a people for you in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. God sent him with a mantle. Is somebody there with me at all? And that was how he preserved a group of people. The reason I know you will not die before your time is because the mantle of God will preserve you. And you go ahead and cast through every resistance. And you carry your family along. May you receive that grace in the name of Jesus. There cannot be Elisha without an Elijah. Elisha was recognized and accepted because the mantle of Elijah was on his life. In 2 Kings chapter 13, 40 to 17. 2 Kings chapter 13, 40 to 17. I told you some time ago, myself and Pastor Prince, we went to Kita for someone's funeral. It's one of our sisters. The father died. We went to Kita. And we went somewhere, coming back late at midnight. I think it was 3 a.m., yeah? And someone died in his taxi. He was dead. So someone came. Because he was also driving out, but the taxi was on the road. He went to test the man. The man was dead. He lifted his hand. Brah. Push him. He was going to fall off the steering. Then Opana went and lay hands on the man. So I commanded to come back alive. And the man came back alive. He came back alive. Not anywhere. Kita, when he was done, I rebuked him. God, we came for funeral. You are coming to do revival. He wanted God. But in my heart, I was very happy. Are you there with me? The man came back alive. When people were gathered, I said, you should enter the car. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Before they start worshiping us. Kita, mantles are real. When you carry a mantle, there is no restriction. When you flourish in Accra, when you go to Madagascar, you flourish. When you go to Togo, you flourish. Why? You carry a mantle. Elisha had become sick with the illness of which he would die. Then Joash, the king of Israel, came down to him and wept over his face and said, oh, my father. You see that? He said, oh, man of God. Say, oh, my father, I'm about to unveil a mystery to you. Oh, my father, the chariots of Israel and their horsemen. The mantle of Elisha is called the chariots of Israel and their horsemen. That's the name of the mantle. Because in the day Elijah was taken to heaven, when the whirlwind carried him, Elisha said, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen. What happened? The mantle fell. Though Elisha was sick, the mantle is still potent. Is somebody with me? The next verse. And Elisha said to him, take a bow. Now, Joash is a king. And Syria is about to enter into battle against Israel. But Joash, though he's a king, he's a young man, he doesn't know whether this battle they'll win or not. So he must come and contact his spiritual father who carries a mantle. So right there in the bedroom, they'll decide the outcome of the battle they're about to fight. Hello? Before business, people enter into consultations to know how things will turn out. Are you there with me? Take a bow and some arrows. So he took himself a bow and some arrows. So Joash and Elisha was on a sick bed. He's tired. And the Bible said he will not come out from that sickness. He will surely die. Then he said to the king of Israel, put your hand on the bow. So he put his hand on it. And Elisha put his hands on the king's hands. You see that? So go ahead. And he said, open the east window. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, shoot. And he shot. And he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. And the arrow of deliverance from what? Syria. For you must strike Syrians at Aphek till you have destroyed them. So in the bedroom, by the engagement of a mantle, he has brought victory to Israel before they will even fight. Are you there? Can we continue? Yes. When you recognize the mantle on an individual, your spirit will be open and ready to receive it in your life. That is why the mantle you don't recognize and respect will never work for you. The mantle you don't recognize and respect will never work for you. When the enemy wants to destroy you He will make sure that when a man carries a mantle, you would rather be seeing fault instead of see the mantle for the mantle to work for you. A Muslim saw us. He didn't see our name. He didn't see our dressing. But he saw that we carried favor. Are you there with me? The king recognized the mantle on Elisha's life. And in the bedroom of Elisha, the battle against Syria was won. Because Elisha was an army. His mantle is a whole chariot of Israel. And horsemen were... One man is like an army. Is somebody with me? His mantle is like an army. Oh my God. The mantle on David's life. The Bible says, when Ahithophel was giving counsel on how David can be killed, he said, you need 12,000 strong men to be able to overpower David. One man. You need how many people? 12,000. That means that the might, the strength of 12,000 men rests upon his life. That's how strong David is. That's like one stone could bring down Goliath. He carried a mantle. Ahithophel. You know, Ahithophel is that guy that the Bible says his counsel is like the oracle of the Lord. When he speaks, it comes to pass. In the day Ahithophel gave this counsel, God made another person give another counsel. And the Bible said, and the Lord made the counsel of Ahithophel to be defeated. Else if they had followed it, they would have killed David. When he says it, it comes to pass. There are some people, Ahithophel is not a figure people crave for his mantle. Because at the end of his life, his heart became bitter. His soul was poisoned with bitterness and revenge. May you never be bitter in this life. In the mighty name of Jesus. You see, one thing that works against mantle is when you are unforgiving. When you are unforgiving, you can't carry a mantle. You destroy people. Because out of anger, you start cursing people. You start speaking bad. I mean, speaking negative things into people's life. For you to carry a mantle, you must free people from your heart. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Are you still there? Can we continue? Oh, yes. David carried a mantle that everybody who was around him became a person of substance. There are some people in life, when you walk with them, you can never be useless. Are you there with me? There are some people, once you join yourself to them, you will surely make it. It's a mantle on their lives. Everybody, you can be useless. Literally, once you join them, your life begins to metamorphose. And that was the mantle David carried. Because the Bible says, in the cave, there were men who were indebted. Men who were distressed. Men who were discontented. But over time, they became the mighty men of David. The mantle transformed them. May the mantle coming upon you transform your family. It may be that there's somebody in your family, when the person reads, the person does not understand. In class, the person bombs. But because of this mantle, intelligence, wisdom will be impacted to them in the name of Jesus. Come on, shout a living amen. Amen. Many years ago, I caught the spirit of excellence, even the mantle of excellence, by working with a particular man. Every person that I work with, it's God's design for me to catch a particular thing. So when I went there, I was asking God, why did I even come here? And God said, watch the man. You're working in that company is to watch that man. The man is a CEO of an oil and gas company. Excellence. I've seen men, but this man, he does not do his things anyhow. God didn't make me write it from a book. I have to work for him for almost 2 years to catch that spirit. And one day, you know, when we close from work, twice in a week, he makes pastors to come and pray with the staff. One day we're praying, and I like hiding myself. So we close from work, we're praying. Then the man goes, there's a prophet in this place. So you are a prophet. I said, oh. He said, no, you are a prophet. And you be in this company, you will not last. You just came here to catch something. Okay, people of God, let's continue to pray. Then, another time, I came to work very early. So when I was passing, I saw my boss standing with a prophet. That prophet, I know him. So I greeted him and I passed. And I saw that the man was pointing to me and was telling something to my boss. And when I entered the reception, the cleaner had not come earlier. And normally, like when I see such things, I like to, correct it. So I took broom, I swept, then I took the mop, then I mop. I'm a workout, but the cleaner had not come. So I had to do it. Because my boss is such that when it is 8 a.m., whether the cleaner comes or not, everybody in that, you feel the heat. So 6:45, he had not come. I started mobbing. When my boss came, oh, prophet! He didn't call me Daniel. Oh, prophet! Oh, my prophet! Oh, my prophet! Why are you cleaning? Oh, my prophet! I said, yeah! I said, oh, my boss and I, we mobbed the reception together. We mobbed the reception together. Oh, my prophet! Prophet, no, you should not do this. Now I realized that the man told him something. When we were working in that day, he sent someone to come and call me. When I went to his office, he said, you can build me a church. We can start a business. I said, boss. So no. You see, when God calls you, you must not come and waste your grace and anointing in this place. I can build. And he has built churches and that into people. So I can build. But we must start a business. I said, boss, I'll pray about it. I said, God said no. He said, you didn't hear from God. Prophet didn't hear from God. It was not long and I left. But the reason I went there is to catch the mantle of excellence. When you have an excellence spirit, you don't do your things anyhow. Because though God has given me grace, it must be packaged through the vehicle of excellence. Is somebody there with me? Touch your neighbor and say, I carry a mantle. Tell your neighbor. Praise the name of the living God. Are you there? Mark chapter 8, 27 to 30. I'm bringing the message to a close. Jesus asked his disciples, who do men say I am? Mark chapter 8, 27 to 30. Glory be to God. Now Jesus and his disciples went out to the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And on the road, he asked his disciples, saying to them, who do men say that I am? Go ahead. So they answered, John the Baptist, but some say Elijah, and others one of the prophets. 29. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? The question Jesus was asking is a question whether they have identified his mantle. Are you getting my point? Because the mantle gives you an identity. Hello? Peter answered and said to him, you are the Christ. The meaning of Christ is the anointed one. The meaning of Christ is the Messiah. So you are the Christ. The name of your mantle is anointing. You are the anointed one. Is somebody with me at all? Verse 30. Then he strictly warned them that they should not tell no one about it. They should tell no one about it, about him. The mantle Jesus carries is what? Anointing. And he said, the works that I have done, you also do, and even greater works. If you don't know the mantle he worked with, how can you also have a greater work? Are you there with me? The mantle called anointing will come upon you. In the name of Jesus. So Matthew chapter 16, verse 16 and 17. It was Peter who identified the anointing. The one who identifies the anointing, or the one who identifies the mantle, will receive the mantle. Are you there with me? Once you recognize it, you will see. Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Verse 17. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. So it takes revelation from God for you to identify a mantle that is in the life of an individual. Go ahead. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. No wonder Peter became the first bishop of the early church. Because he saw the mantle. Because he saw it, it must be impacted. There is a mantle of prosperity in this place. There is a mantle of revival in this place. There is a mantle of greatness in this place. And that mantle is falling on you. God is changing your garment in the spirit. Any tattered, wretched, smelly garment you are wearing, the power of God is taking it out of your life. And God is giving you a new mantle of revival, a mantle of prayer, a mantle for soul winning, a mantle of prosperity, a mantle of greatness in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When mantles come upon you, you grow into it. So in the subsequent teachings in this month, I'll expose to you the types of mantle and how you can receive them. Hallelujah. So you grow into mantle. Once it comes upon you, it's as if it's not there, but you are growing into it until it begins to fit you. I see God using you to change the story of your family. This earth has not seen anything yet, because God is raising giants in this place. The nobodies are becoming somebodies in the mighty name of Jesus. There's a gentleman who came to this church. His salary was just 1,500. By the impartation through mantle, within 1 year, he bought his own car. Is that okay? And he's doing mega things. It does not matter how you came. Once a mantle locates your head, your story will change. And I see your story changing after today. In the name of Jesus. In the realm of the spirit, some of you are being dressed like army generals. I see with the eye of the spirit, you are being enlisted into the army of God. Some of you, I see tools in your hands. I see that a pen, a very big pen is given. I see a lawyer. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I see garment being released. I see a lawyer among us. God has just raised even 3 lawyers in the name of Jesus. I see a big pen. God will inspire your heart. You will write books, even anointed books in the name of Jesus. God is calling somebody into the real estate business. I see financial pillars in the body of Christ coming from this place. I see 5 politicians in this place. Glory be to God. 5 politicians. I see an end time fire in the belly, in the spirit of 5 people in this place. God is calling prophets, apostles in this room. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I see that 13 people. God has opened for you to go back to school. You will go back to school. You will go back to school. There is a mantle for you to start a revival on campuses. In the name of Jesus, every door that is shut in your face, we command it to open. We command it to open. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bow down your heads in prayer. The prayer is that, God, I need a mantle of anointing on my life. Please release the mantle of anointing. That anointing that was on Christ Jesus, let it come upon me. We want to go ahead and pray together. God, don't let me miss any mantle you have for me in this month. Go ahead and pray. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you.